Hello and welcome to today's show about German idioms and why you shouldn't translate them word for word into the English language. We did translate them, and what that led to, you're going to find out in the next couple of minutes. My name is Christina, and please welcome my guests today, Annalena, Larissa, and Nadine.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, guys. I'm really glad you all made it here today. So you each brought us a couple of your favorite German sayings and terms today, which translate horribly into English. And we're going to start with our first category, which is called Germanisms. Annalena, would you like to start?
Yes, thank you. Well, one of my favorite expressions is the German term beleidigte Leberwurst, which literally translates into offended liver sausage, which just sounds extremely horrible.
Yes, it does.
One of my favorites is Gänsefüßchen, which is what we call quotation marks, and it is basically gosling feet.
Gosling!
Sorry, girls, I wasn't talking of Ryan Gosling there, but I think it sounds really cute, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
That's true, that's very cute. And what about Eselsbrücke, donkey bridge?
Ah, that's cute too.
It's a mnemonic device for all of our non-German listeners. But why are they called donkey bridges? Does anyone know?
I've no idea, no.
And that just reminded me of Esels or donkey as well, when a page has a turned down corner. Some people even do that on purpose, folding the corner of a page in a book to remember the page they were on, which is, by the way, most certainly one of the deadly sins of literature, right?
Yes, it is. You're certainly not allowed to do that to a book.
No, you're not. In English, they say the page is dog-eared, by the way. But is it just the similarity to a donkey ear, as it is in German, or are they good at remembering?
I know that elephants are, but I don't know what's the case with donkeys. No idea.
Elephants are really good at
remembering. Yeah, they are.
That's true.
Interesting.
Yeah, but I guess that's enough about grey animals for now.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, let's move on.
So to come back to horrible translations, I've got another word on my list, which is Fremdscham. If you translate it, it means external shame, but I think the German word describes it way better.
External shame? Isn't that the song by the Bengals?
No, not really. I think that's eternal flame you're thinking of.
Oh my gosh, yes.
External shame would make for good lyrics too, though. I think from now on, every time I hear that song, I think of that.
Okay, let's now turn towards our second category, which is called Anglicisms, and is about English words that are wrongly used in the German language. Larissa?
Yeah, so one of those words would be Beamer. They use it when they're talking about cars, the BMW, for example, but we are referring to the projector when we say Beamer, so that's really confusing, I think.
Another word would be body bag, which is used for dead bodies originally, but we use it as another word for purse.
Correspondingly, Germans also misuse the term public viewing. They use it to describe an event when lots of people watch, for example, a football game. But in English, it describes when at a funeral, you are able to see the deceased lying in the coffin.
That's really unfortunate.
Yes, it is.
Okay, now it's time for our third and last category. Things that Lothar Matthäus would say. That's definitely one of my favorite categories. Who wants to start?
Oh, I like den heißen Brei herumreden, which translates into talking around the hot porridge, but means beating about the bush. Well, both mean not saying something directly. That's not really apparent in either of those expressions, though, and it must sound really weird this way or the other when you're not familiar with that saying.
Yeah, that's true. And that absolutely goes for adding one's mustard as well. Like, can you please not add your mustard to everything I say? It doesn't make much sense, does it?
Or dragging someone through hot chocolate. Jemanden durch den Kakao ziehen.
What's with all that food?
Yeah, they're really obsessed with food, I guess. So the whole stuff really sounds like a great party, though.
Yeah.
I mean, the bear really tap dances there.
Now, again an animal. Now, leave the church in the village.
That was really great. Thank you very much. But I'm afraid we've run out of time. And please tell me I'm not the only one who sees a bear covered in mustard and hot chocolate tap dancing in a huge pot of porridge while at the same time in the background someone stealing a church is crossing a bridge specifically designed for donkeys. Donkeys with paper ears.
No, you're not. I'm seeing that.
But how do you do that? I mean, tap dancing in a huge pot of porridge? That must be really, I don't know, difficult. So
you're right. I guess the bear knows how to do that.
Okay, maybe I can talk to him then.
Yeah, great. That's good to know, though, that I'm not the only one who sees that. Well, thank you very much for joining me today and sharing your favorite words and idioms with me. It was really absolutely hilarious. And to our audience, I hope you enjoyed our show as much as we did, and you'll tune in next time again. So bye.
Thank you.
Bye.